Well, I promised at the start of the show that we were going to have a very special guest for you this morning. Yeah, Willie Hallahan's coming on. He's not that special. He's special, but okay. And you have Bill Anstatt's coming on. And yeah, Gene Salater is always very special. But here's a special mysterious voice. Sign in, please. Hello, how are you today?
Good morning. Can anybody guess who this might be?
It's NASCAR Dave.
Yeah, it's NASCAR Dave from Florida. I just wanted to give everybody a little update as to our trip down and our the last 4 or 5 days as to what we've been undertaking. So this is how the trip all started off. Just so everybody knows, the dogs and my wife and I are all fine, so everybody's doing great. So the trip, we were going to leave on a Thursday, and lo and behold, a wheel bearing went on the car. So now I've got to rush to my friends over at McLean Ford, and I'm going to make a point here this morning, folks. You know, for 20-some years on the radio, I was always hollering about use your local dealers and your local merchants.
Yeah, Chris is saying it's Millerton Ford in the background. I hear
it. Yeah, no, it's Northeast Ford. So I call my friends over at Northeast Ford, and they got the car right in. They diagnosed it as a wheel bearing. They got the wheel bearing, put it in the next day on Friday, so that meant we could leave on Saturday morning. So that was all set. We packed up the car. We get driving down the road. I get on 287. Because I wanted to go out through Pennsylvania and then go south on 80. And on 287 out towards Morristown, New Jersey, we missed a turn. And lo and behold, we ended up down by the big airport in New Jersey there. What's the name of that one?
Newark International Airport.
Newark, yeah. So we ended up down in Newark, New Jersey. So that way we had to go down 95. Now, this is a Saturday morning, so I figured, well, what the heck? We'll stay on 95 because, you know, weekends won't be as busy as weekdays. Well, we get down to Baltimore, Washington, forget that. It was like it was a Monday morning and everybody had a long weekend and they're all going back to work. So it took us about 4 hours to get through Baltimore, Washington. And then it was kind of clear sailing. We got down below Richmond, Virginia, decided to stay overnight, and found a pet-friendly hotel, which was very nice, went out for dinner. The dogs did fine overnight, did fine on their leashes, and got up the next morning, and we drove another 10 hours, and we got down into Georgia. And we stayed at a La Quinta Inn down there. And I didn't realize that all La Quinta hotel and inns were all pet-friendly. So, and there's no charge to have your pets there. The first night, we were charged $100 to be able to have a pet just for so they could come in and re-clean the room. And they charge everybody that. This La Quinta, there's no charge for animals. They have big, spacious yards there where you can take your dogs for a walk. So it was nice. So that left us about 4 hours from where we stayed in Georgia to get down to Leesburg. So we couldn't find the gate key to get in the complex, so we had to make a call, and somebody opened the gate for us, came in and started to unpack and settle in a little bit. So about 4 hours in unpacking, I went to wash my hands and found out I had no hot water. So I call up the guy. I said, the hot water heater's not working. It rebuilt the house. He says, well, I'll send somebody right down. We were out shopping. And calls back. He says, well, the gas company hasn't turned the gas on. So now I call a gas company. Now it's Tuesday. And Thursday's Thanksgiving. The guy on the phone says to me in the gas department, he says, well, he says, you got to call back at 7:30. That's when the gas department opens, and I'm not sure they're going to get there today or Friday because everybody, all the technicians take their vacation during the week of Thanksgiving. So I said, oh, boy, this is great. So I call a gas company and talk to this real nice lady. She said, yeah, I think we can have somebody there today, but just in case, would you be willing to do a service call, $55, and a $20 overtime fee in case we can't get there on time? I said, yeah, absolutely. I'd like to have hot water. So, sure enough, about noontime, this nice young technician shows up, put a new gas valve in, reflared some lines that he didn't like in the room, in the equipment room, got my gas going, and so we had hot water. So that worked out like a charm. So now I start, when the cable company, I have Comcast down here, when the cable company hooked the cable up about a month ago, the guy calls me and he says, I don't have the plug to your TV in the living room. So I said, okay. So I grabbed the plug off another TV that I had had at home, brought it down here. Well, the TV, nothing's compatible. So in a panic, I call Lowe's and I call different places. Nobody has this cord. So who do I call but Mary from Dave's TV in Millerton?
Yeah.
She says, I can look it up. I'll send you down one overnight. Blah, blah, blah. Half hour later, my phone rings. It's Mary. She said, look, local guy in Leesburg. I called him up. I talked to him, told him what you needed. He's going to call you. He's on the road. He'll call you tonight or first thing in the morning. So sure enough, Wednesday morning he calls, told him what I needed. We got the part overnight. In the meantime, we're unpacking. This is like 2 hours after I ordered this thing and found the cord. So we hooked the TV up. The TV works fine. So now this guy's coming on Friday morning with my cord. So he comes in, sure enough, nicest guy you ever want to meet, a mom-and-pop type operation, much like Dave and Mary's TV. I bought the part from him, paid his minimal service charge. They get next to nothing for service charges down here. And he went away happy, and now I've got an extra power cord for my TV. So, I mean, those things are incredible. So now, Friday, we're getting low on cash. So we go to a Wells Fargo bank, and we open up an account. And I figure I'm going to be able to write a check on what we put into the account. We said, no, you can't do that because you got to let your check clear. Take 3 to 5 days. So now I call my friend Bianca from the Salisbury Bank Millerton branch, and we decide she can wire me down some money and it'll be instant funds in my account so that we can write a check against it. So, and I mean, this is all like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. So they made that all happen. I go, this bank stays open until 6 on Fridays. I went there at 5 o'clock. Funds were in place. Cashed a check, and away we go. So I can't say enough about Northeast Ford, Dave and Mary's TV, and the Salisbury Bank for what they do locally. And I can't say enough to folks up there. You know, I've been walking through Lowe's and Home Depot for a couple of days this week. You see all these different TVs on sale and this and that. You can't get that type of service by going to Lowe's that you can when you go and use a mom-and-pop store. So the next day after I went to these Lowe's and Home Depot, I decided to hell with this. I'm going to go to a local hardware store. So I look up Ace Hardware Store. I went to my Ace Hardware Store, which is only about 2 miles down the road. Mom-and-pop shop, once again, they had everything you could get in a Lowe's. Everything. Except maybe big box TVs and appliances, but hardware wise and all those things, it's like going into Harrington's, and it's a mom and pop operation. It's the only way to go, Marshall. I swear by local.
Well,
you there?
Yeah. Now you've got a new local. But I thought that maybe when you call Dave and Mary, that Mary would say, Dave, I'm hopping on a plane and I'm bringing this part down to Dave, and so she could visit you.
She probably would have, but no, I can't say enough about it. And so it's been going pretty good. We had the shades were all installed when we got here. Like I said, the TV and the, I still don't have a new email address. I got to wait for a PIN number to come in. I think the PIN number's still up in Millerton, and We got some shades for a different window. The guy came in Friday, and they had to be special ordered. They came in, he put them up, and so it's all working good, and the dogs are acclimated. Everything's going along good, and I found a, we found this nice little restaurant right on the water. There's huge lakes around me, and it's called the Fish Camp. And we went down there, and Thanksgiving Day was the only place open. We didn't eat anything. We just had a cocktail and looked the situation over. Had a very nice menu. We went down yesterday for lunch. It was delicious. They have this, for an appetizer, they have what they called shrimp and fish ceviche.
Oh, ceviche. Oh, yeah.
Was, yeah, which was, it was, seriously, it was to die for. And they also had these fish bites. It was grouper fish bites. And they were deep fried, and it wasn't a package type thing. It was real pieces of grouper that they hand breaded and fried, and they were done to perfection. They were nice and moist on the inside. They weren't well done. And a glass of wine was $3, and a beer was $2.75. You can't beat it. So I really do. We're having fun down here, and we're getting acclimated. Still a lot of things to do. I'll be back up on the 15th for a week when I finish up with the house. The house is now on the market, as people have probably seen as they drive by. Larry Havens has the listings down in Armenia, and he's been outstanding to work alongside of. So it's all going good down here. And the one thing we were able to watch Sunday afternoon on the trip down was the final race of the NASCAR season, in which Joey Logano, the Middletown, Connecticut native, won the championship. And I had the pleasure of interviewing him when he was 17 years old right at Lime Rock Park when he was starting his career, what was then the Busch North Series. And he's come quite a long ways, and it's quite a story if you get a chance to read the story about his trip from where he started to where he is today. Really an incredible story for a young man, 27 years old, to be a crown of NASCAR champion. So just so everybody knows, I just want to fill everybody in and let them know it's all going good. I want to congratulate Billy Anstett and Colleen and all the crew from the food drive. I understand they fed well over 500 folks at Thanksgiving, and now they're going to work towards the Christmas holiday. I see they also had a float in the Millerton Parade of Lights, and that looked like it was a huge success. Looked like it was a little bit cold. Unfortunately, down here, it's been 80 degrees and bright sun every day since we've been down here. So when I was seeing 4 and 5 degrees back home, I was really feeling bad that I was missing a lot.
I can imagine.
You know, when I go out in my shirt sleeve and thinking about putting short pants on, I said, oh, this is tough to take, you know.
I just want to know, are you going to find any beaches to rake like you did when you were going to go to Jamaica?
I don't know. I'm going to rake my front yard this morning because most everybody waters their lawns here, and I haven't been able. I'm going to have to get a sprinkler company to come in and look at it. Otherwise, I've just been going out watering the grass. It's kind of dry here. But I have two nice shade trees in the yard, so the house stays nice and cool, and it's really been fun so far. So, a lot of folks take their dogs, Marshall, and they let them ride around in their golf carts, and they go back and forth up and down the road here. It's pretty funny to watch. So, that'll be my next thing, is to teach these dogs how to ride in a golf cart.
That's right, and get a souped-up NASCAR golf cart.
Yeah, that's just what I need, a souped-up NASCAR golf cart. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Hey,
well, anyway, everything's going good, and I hope everybody that's donated to Sunday Night Country Food Drive on my behalf and Chris's behalf, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for thinking of that charity. And don't forget, folks, coming up, the next big holiday, not only do folks need food, which I believe we pretty much have covered. we can still use some more funds to make it go further. However, Stacy Morning Adopt a Family Program has their big program underway as we speak, and I'm sure she's gearing up. She had some trials and tribulations this year also with some things going on, but I'm sure she's got that under control.
And her number, but if people want to call for more information or to make a donation, the number for the Adopt a Family is 518-789-4508. Or you can stop by and pick up applications or make a donation right at their shop, which is at 17 Duchess Avenue in Millerton.
Absolutely. And that's a phenomenal program to help tons and tons of families throughout the Weavetuck School District. So keep Stacy and all her good elves in your thoughts and in your pocketbooks if you can. Any amount helps, folks. Doesn't have to be a big donation. It can be of any dollar amount. Every little thing helps to get to the goal in these causes. So whether it be the Jane Lloyd Fund or the Sunday in a Country Food Drive, the Adopt a Family, or any of the other ones that are so so helpful to our community. So with that being said, I'll let give room for Willie. I understand he and my best friend there, Gene Salader, are doing good things to keep everybody up to date as to what's going on in the tri-state. And we hope you all have a good few weeks, and maybe we'll see you on the 15th when I come up on a Sunday, and I'll be there for a week. So look forward to seeing you all, and hope you have a great day.
Happy Thanksgiving retroactively, and we'll see you on the 15th when you're up here, Dave.
Okay, Marshall, thanks a lot.
Give our best to Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.